Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get your feet on the floor, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, a smoker, deep fryer, whatever it is that you got to cook on, and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Hey, the Mother's Day is behind us. And now we're just pressing on to the good old summer barbecuing. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, Jop. And it's going to be a good show because we have fun stuff lined up for you. And might be a little beer, might be a little taste of Memphis in May. And it's just all things that smoke and taste good. And we're going to try and quench your palate today with all the things that we can legally quench it with.
Yeah, and then some, because it is going to be fun. But I want to talk a little bit about, we were hitting Mother's Day pretty hard last week on the show, and so I pulled it off on Sunday, right? And we covered a lot of stuff, but I did a fallback to the traditional. I did shrimp skewers, but what I did is, before I get to the shrimp skewers, I should preface it with, we talked about those cupcakes that were made in a half of an orange.
Mm-hmm.
So I made those.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. And they turned out fabulous, really, but that's not the story. All the orange, all the orange that I took out of there, right? I cut six oranges in half to make a dozen cupcakes. And I've got this big bowl of orange that I put in the blender and pureed it down and then put my shrimp in a bowl and poured that over the top for about an hour. Well, you know, you don't want to get the stuff to cook because the acid in the in the citrus will do that. So it was only in there about an hour. I pulled them out, but it was pulpy, right? And the pulp kind of stuck to the oranges, or it stuck to the shrimp from the oranges when I pulled them out. I just put them on a skewer and then let them kind of drip dry a little bit before I put them on the grill. But that pulp had stuck to the shrimp. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was that good?
Really?
I mean, super good. And it wasn't overwhelmingly orange, but it was just like an experiment, right?
Orange and fish is such a natural.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it was good. And, you know,
great idea.
Then I went over to the butcher shop, our favorite
butcher. Look at you, little barbecue chef.
Yeah. And put a little, porterhouse beside that. And I had Michelle and her daughter and her granddaughter over. And I set them up on the patio outside. And I took a piece of linen and put it over the table outside and took the inside chairs out and set them up with the whole deal and served them. I didn't
Strangers
eat with them.
Strangers in the night.
Yeah, I didn't eat with them. I just brought it all out to them in courses. I did the grilled romaine salad. I did seven courses for them over the course of Mother's Day, sitting on the deck in a beautiful day. But
I bet you took a nap about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, <didn't you? laughs> right. And you know, they were being polite, but they're like, "Oh, you didn't eat. Are you hungry?" I'm like, "Look, does a barbecue chef ever go hungry?"
Right.
No.
I already ate while I was cooking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You just get it on a plate. I just ate it right off the grill.
That's nice.
But anyway, yeah, it was kind of fun to be able to do that and dote on them a little bit.
Well, that's perfect because the orange muffins that we covered last week were the only thing I didn't make.
Really?
I did the pork chops with the balsamic onion reduction.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. I put it all on thegrillingguys.com if you want to see pictures of that recipe. We have real live action photos, even raw meat.
Yeah.
But the pork chops turned out beautiful. My son Jordan's home right now and I made a whole bunch of them.
Right.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and you know what? I was surprised they kept. That Mother's Day was what, Sunday to, you know, yesterday, Friday, we ate the last one and it was still good. I thought maybe the peel would. But after they've been baked on the grill,
nice
like
moist,
that,
probably.
They were still very moist. And
that's cool.
Yeah, but it was
very
just
cool. Did you take some pictures of them?
What? Oh no, we just ate them. I'm sure Michelle might have taken some pictures of the stuff as I brought it out, but I was busy playing, you know, waiter and chef all the
time. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, it was good.
We enjoyed the pork chops. I did not get to make the garlic mash though. Made those the night before. But my wife had a specific request for her rice pilaf recipe.
Oh.
Which I actually altered, of course.
Well, yeah.
Because we were short a couple of things.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really good, but I have a really funny, tragic story. I was, you know, really busy and, you know, doing all this, as you know, because you did the same thing. And by the time everybody sat down, I did not get to snack, so I was famished. By the time this came, I'm like trying to herd all these cats to the table. It's like, come on, let's eat. I was starving. So I take my first bite of the pork chop, and I'm just chomping away at it, and I swallowed it without my 23 chews. You got to chew your meat 23 times.
Okay.
And it, because it's very lean,
right,
it kind of wedged in my throat. Wasn't choking, but it wasn't going down my
whatever. Oh, yeah, and that's
whatever.
Just that lump there.
Oh,
yeah.
So I said, excuse me. So I went in the bathroom and brought a glass of water, and I'm like trying to drink water to wash it down. It was not going anywhere. So after about 10 minutes, everybody's busting into the bathroom. What's going on? What's going on? I'm like, I'm just trying to get this meat down. The moral of the story is, even if you're in a hurry and you're hungry, especially with meat, brisket will do this too. Brisket and pork loin are very, very lean.
Right.
Chew it 23 times.
No one had to do the hind leg?
I didn't get to see the entire dinner.
Really?
I was in the bathroom. They were bringing me burners, and I'm like rinsing it out. And it finally went down, and I went in to sit down and eat my meal, and they're all like, done.
Yeah. I'm eating alone today. Yeah. Well, it happens.
So
right?
That was quite the, it was weird. I, you know, they're all coming in, and I was embarrassed. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Well, you were hungry.
Not going to like die in
right?
here. I'm okay. It just hurts. It's painful.
Yeah.
So that's a heck of a lesson. Even if you're in a hurry, chew that stuff carefully, because lean meats in particular. I did that once eating brisket, you know, just like eating like my dog, just like you know, sucking down brisket. And, you know, I had just a batch of it that did not want to go down. I'm like, oh, man, slow down, you pig.
Right. I've done that with hard-boiled eggs, right? They dry your
right.
dry your mouth out almost instantly. I don't know why, but they do. And then it gets stuck in that halfway down. Yeah, it's no good. It's no good. No good at all.
So anyway, the cool thing is that pear onion reduction for pork chops. It's on the website. And go to thegrillingguys.com. And if you don't get the podcast and you want us on podcast, sign up. It's on the top right corner. Look for the earmuffs. Click on it. Follow the instructions. We'll send the show right to your phone so that you can listen to us at your convenience, because we're kind of rude and we just come on at whatever time we come on in your market.
Yeah, we got bumped around last weekend. We apologize if you tried to find us and you couldn't. There was a little
depending
thing,
on the market you're
right,
in.
Right, but depending on the market you were in, because there was, here in West Michigan, there was a annual 25K run that kind of preempted everything in the
everybody
world.
Everybody else heard us on
they
time,
shut
so
the
it's
town
okay.
down. They shut the damn town down to run this race.
It was
but
pretty
I get
cool,
it.
Though,
it
because,
is. It is.
Because Saturday afternoon, I got to listen to it at my leisure.
Right.
Oh, that's fine.
Right.
I was running around a Tractor Supply. I planted this vineyard a couple of years ago, and this year I was bound and determined to get my irrigation system in. So I've been buying drip lines and all these things, trying to figure out how to. I'm in sand, you know, and it dries up so easily up there that my lawn's brown by the middle of July. I don't have sprinkler systems.
As are
or
your
anything.
Grapevines.
Yeah. So right. Now they're on a timer. These drip lines are going. It's gorgeous. By the time the party comes around, I'll have it all mulched, and that vineyard is...
I was going
to
say, you'll have weeds taller than the vines next to it because they're drinking every day.
I'm going to get a little mandolin player out there and just let him play his mandolin by the grapevines.
Okay, and watch him bloom, right? Yeah, you didn't lose him for frost in the last couple weeks. But, hey, anyway, coming up next, this is going to be kind of fun. There's a new little game that you brought to the studio, right, Bob?
That's right. It's called Unlabeled. It's an entrepreneur, and his name is Nathan. Stay tuned.